Like I said, you can kind of see the implements from the tractor there, the massive retaining wall. That's it looking out. And you can kind of see the top of the tractor right there, and this wall goes down quite a bit. It doesn't give it the justice I was hoping sometimes in photos of what that drop-off is right back there. So with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant and let him talk.
Good evening. The Connors couldn't be here. They had a prior engagement, so I offered to step in. They are wanting to build a 30 by 50 garage.
You state your name.
I'm sorry. I'm Brandon Williams.
Okay, thank you.
They're wanting to build a 30 by 50 garage and reached out to me to kind of help do some stuff. Pretty much what Mr. Stike said, it would save them quite a bit of money and would actually be a better structure if it could be closer. With it being a garage, they can't just go up with a wall and put in the, it has to be filled with concrete and then put a concrete pad, filled with fill and rock and then have to put a concrete pad on top. And so the reason for the request is, I'm assuming, a hardship and to be able to actually do that within a reasonable budget. I do believe there are some letters from the neighbors that you guys have in your packet, so I know that the surrounding neighbors are all in favor of it, and I believe the HOA is represented here, and I don't want to speak for them, but my understanding is they're here for information and not necessarily for to speak against it. So.
Okay, so are we on, is that just a photo or is that GIS?
You want to go to?
Yeah, go to GIS. And the setback we're asking for is just on the front, not the side, right?
Correct. Okay. Yeah, they own quite a bit of land there.
Cody had just mentioned the side property belonging to him. I just wanted to make sure it wasn't a matter of compromising that in case they ever sold it, but then it's not like that's an issue, so.
Right here, Brandon? Or am I up another one? Right here.
Right there.
There you go.
On a street view?
Can you measure a street to the front of their house? I'm just curious what that
here
is.
To here?
Yep.
Yeah, is it similar?
Yep. From the street, not the property line.
Oh.
Yep. That's pretty accurate when if we go from what the photo shows. That way it doesn't matter.
44 there.
If you don't mind, I'd probably go to the driveway street, but yeah.
There you go. Yeah, that's fine. About 47? I can't see it.
43.
Okay. Now put it over there where the garage is going to be built, 42 feet.
And so what you could do is you can actually now go from your house out, whatever the setback is, which is 25 feet, right? Yep. And you'd see where that lands, so it doesn't matter what the GIS lines are.
Yep.
So then you could deduct 10 feet from that, and that'd show you where that garage would lay from the property line, pretty much. Did that make sense?
Yeah.
So go from the garage to the over the garage of the house, and measure out 25 feet. Let's see where that lands at. Yep. Let's say right there. Probably should have did the opposite way, but
same
principle, right? Yeah. Right about there. Okay. So that now, if you go over to the property line where the garage is going to be built, so you can get rid of that measurement line altogether.
You just get rid of it.
Yep. Just get rid of it. Start a fresh one, and add about 2 feet to that, because you looked like you're about 2 feet off that line a minute ago, and you did 25 feet. So now do 17 feet. Where does that land at? There you go. That's where the front of that would be.
Almost at the front of the home.
Yeah. So look at a land. Look at a mark on that photo. So the grass changes colors, whatever. Now measure from that spot to the street. I'm just curious how far that is.
Get rid of that again?
Yep. Just remember where your mark is. There you go. What's that, about 30?
32, 31.
So that's, you're looking at a building 32 feet from the street, somewhere in that range. Thanks.
Sorry, that was a lot of steps.
Yeah. Good learning experience.
Well, it helps us.
Can you zoom out a little bit? I want to see where that street is.
Okay. Cul-de-sac, yeah.
Yep.
And you're looking at potentially maybe eight houses total that could ever be built there, maybe less than that in the future. So the traffic's not going to change a lot. And I want to say that none of that's ever been parceled out to, because that's a treatment plant down the end of that road, I believe.
It is.
So, okay. All right, Brendan, do you have any more comments or questions for us?
I don't have.
Do you guys have any questions for him?
No.
All right.
Thank you, John.
Yep. All right, is there anybody else that would like to speak on behalf of this project? All right, anybody else would like to speak in opposition to this project? Okay, with no other communications, we'll close this for board discussion.
You know, there is some houses being built straight across the street, though, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
There's, I believe, two that are already built, and they are not part of the HVAC.
Right, but they are straight across the street from where we're talking about building this garage.
Right here.
Larry, you may know better than I want to say they're actually
closer to the driveway?
Yes, right, those two right there.
Yeah. So they're going to be really close to across the street. The 32 feet shouldn't be a problem.
No, I don't know. And you got a straightaway there, too. And again, that's not a main thoroughfare. That's cul-de-sac. So
that's the end. That's a dead end.
Well, there's houses before that. I'm building a house down there on Emery Creek Drive right now. So, I mean, most of the traffic actually goes a different direction. It goes
totally
continues
different.
On Emery Creek.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Yep, those are good things to look at for sure. Okay, any other discussion on this? Comments, thoughts? I do want to see one more thing before, if you don't mind. Go back. I just saw the topography map. I forgot to look at the numbers when you had that up earlier.
This one here?
Yep, that's what I want to see. Okay. So about a 29-foot drop from the front to that back. Where you're talking about where the tractor was parked, so.
Mm-hmm. Right here.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Well, if there's any more discussion, does anybody have a motion they'd like to put on this?
I will make a motion to accept the variance on 2025-009B as it was requested.
Okay, do we have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, that concludes all of them for tonight. Moving forward, do we have any old or new business to discuss, Cody?
We do not. I do not.
Okay, and if that's the case, the next step would be making a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting this evening.
Second?
Second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, we are officially closed.